This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another issue that could be a part of the 2024 legislative session.
I mean, it's still out there.
Yeah, I think that the pressure definitely is released on that.
House Bill 301 would have made changes to rules overseeing public safety.
I've said all along that wasn't a part of any deal that was a part of Kim Gardner. That was, I think, misstated previous times. I think the general view on doing something on the prosecutor issue, had she not resigned, was very much unified. There's a little more dissension about the merits of the state takeover. So it's just a more complicated issue, but not something that's been dealt away in any great grand bargain.
That's Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Caleb Rodden of Columbia. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Independence says he believes this legislation was only about the St. Louis prosecutor.
You remove the problem, we should probably give a chief of police, new chief of police, by the way, a year or more to see if they can right the ship, what they would say, a prosecutor who would be willing to prosecute. You know, the problem is that they can't jump from lily pad to lily pad fast enough to make their boogeymen in Kansas City and St. Louis, whoever they are this week. I'm sure that they will continue to try to drum up another person to be their punching bag. But right now, yeah, I can't imagine why you would want to not give a new chief of police an opportunity to right the ship and keep local control in the city of St. Louis.
Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville handled House Bill 301 in the upper chamber. When the measure was discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate on May 2nd, he told colleagues it was about growing crime in the Gateway City.
Earlier this year, the circuit attorney drew criticism after a defendant who was out on bond crashed a vehicle into a 17-year-old girl who was in town for a volleyball tournament. Tragically, this young girl lost both of her legs. The defendant who caused the crash was out on the streets despite having over 50 bond violations. His previously scheduled trial for robbery was delayed at the request of the circuit attorney's office. The incident drew criticism and pleas for justice from the girl's parents.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis pointed out he knows firsthand what the prosecutor's office does.
I was serving our city as a prosecutor when this state legislature passed constitutional carry. I had officers bringing me cases for weeks that they could no longer issue because of that reckless legislation. Folks who'd arrested criminals, you know, carrying concealed weapon, they would find as a result of that search drugs, other contraband. Because of that initial reason for the search was them carrying a concealed weapon without a permit. There was nothing that they could do about it. And I had to, we couldn't issue those cases.
You can expect to see more legislation relating to crime when lawmakers return to Jefferson City for the next regular legislative session. The second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will begin at noon on Wednesday, January 3rd. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a list of all pre-filed Missouri Senate legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.